Hey, Meat.
Hey, Ranj.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm glad to know that you're good.
Some dinosaurs around us. Volcanoes.
Yeah, the volcano hasn't erupted yet.
Yet.
We're still waiting for
it. Give it a it's going to be Randy when he does this fight today.
Oh, my God. Is he going to be mad about one of these questions because
maybe
they're not up to par for him?
Maybe.
Look, we are at the St. Louis Science Center today, and they do have the Pompeii exhibit happening, which means, Pompeii, everybody died because of an explosion of a volcano.
Spoiler.
And, you should know this by now, but you can come see the exhibit and what really happened.
Need to now.
Speaking of exploding, I know that you, the listener, sometimes would explode with excitement, right?
Yeah.
What would make you explode like Steve Ballmer did yesterday? Steve Ballmer. Okay, now he's really excited.
Oh, man.
That Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are now members of the Clippers. What would make you react like that? We want to know. So send us a mic drop, the 101 ESPN app, and let us know what would make you do that. How about you, Meat? What would get you that excited?
I automatically went to food. That was like my first thought. Like, okay, like steak, wings, pizza, burger. Like, that's first thought. I can't even lie.
Oh, man.
Should have done money.
Who would do this for a Meat, there are ribs in the break room. Oh, man. Like the day 2 weeks ago when somebody brought cookies?
Yeah.
I told Meat, I go, hey, Meat, there are cookies in the break room. And he just, he lost his mind.
They were delicious. I got two of them.
So what would do that for you?
Bring me
send
one.
Us a mic drop. Let us know what would get you as excited as Steve Ballmer. It would be, I'm sure we're going to get some really good ones. But what are we fighting over today?
We've got a new fighter. Patrick is with us live at the Science Center here today. We're fighting for Cardinals tickets. Friday, August 9th, the Cardinals host the Pirates. That day, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home a Cardinals tank top to add to their wardrobe. That's courtesy of Cooper Tires and Dobbs Tire and Auto Center. You can get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Well, Meat, I'm going to tell you something right now. If there's a person on the planet that wants a Cardinals tank top, it's Patrick.
I can't wait. We're to the pool, to church, you know.
Look, we are asking people what would get them that excited. As soon as we mentioned the tank top, he fist pumped over here.
Yes.
Almost knocked the table over.
He did. He was
Dang,
really excited.
Calm down, man.
Patrick, are you ready to fight Randy?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. The Cardinals beat the Astros in the 04 NLCS. In that season, the Astros elevated Phil Garner to manager after firing whom? Was it Larry Durker, Jimmy Williams, or Terry Collins?
Larry Durker.
Question number two, Patrick. The NL Central was formed in 1994, but there was no postseason due to the strike that year. Which team was the first to represent the Central in the playoffs in 1995? Was it the Astros, the Reds, or the Cubbies?
I believe it was the Reds.
Question number three, Johnny Mize had 6 3 home run games in his career, which ties him with whom for the MLB record. And here's a hint, he was a major part of the 1998 home run chase. Was it Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr., or Mark McGwire?
Say in the bandbox, Sammy Sosa.
And question number four, which team currently leads Major League Baseball with 194 home runs? Is it the Yankees, the Dodgers, or the Twins?
I'll say the Yankees.
All right, let's bring in Randy. Patrick, how do you feel about the fight today?
Not great.
Why,
come on.
When you do the fight in the car, sometimes you're listening.
It's much easier when nobody's looking or you're not going against the machine here.
They say, the game's a lot faster on the field, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel. Patrick, Randy, this is Patrick.
Hey,
say
Patrick.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Everything's great. Thanks. Good to have you with us. Thanks for stopping by the Science Center.
Thank you for having me.
Patrick is really excited about the possibility of getting a Cardinals tank top.
I wish you luck.
He's going to wear it to
church. I'm going to get body wax for it. So ready to go.
Nice.
You know what? Don't. No body wax. Just go au naturel. All right, here we go, Randy. Question one. Cardinals beat the Astros in the 04 NLCS. That season, the Astros hired Phil Garner as the manager after they fired whom?
04, that, I think that was Larry Durker. I'll go with Larry Durker.
Question number two, Randy. The NL Central formed in 1994. Obviously no postseason that year. Which team was the first to represent the Central in the postseason in 95?
In 1995, you had, it. Well, wasn't the Cardinals because they were bad. It wasn't, I'm thinking it was either Houston or Cincy. And I think I'll go with the, seems like the Reds played the Astros somewhere in the, or the Braves, I mean. The Reds played the Braves in the playoffs. I think I'll go with the Cincinnati Reds.
Question three, Johnny Mize had 6 3 homer games in his career. Ties him with whom for the MLB record? And here's a hint, this guy was a major part of the 1998 home run chase.
Well, there's three guys that were major parts of that.
So you don't even need the lifeline.
No, you don't. I'll go, because I remember several 3 home run games for Big Mac, so I'll go with him.
Question number four, Randy. Which team currently leads Major League Baseball with 194 home runs?
The Twins.
We have a winner. Well, I'll tell you what, Patrick, looks like a hairy tank top days in your future. You won today. A 2-2 tie between the both of you. And so Jimmy Williams was the guy fired by the Astros, which led to Phil Garner. It was the Reds, in fact, that represented the NL Central in 1995. Sammy Sosa is the correct answer for the 3 home run games. McGuire had 5 3 home run games, by the way. And it was the Twins with 194 or have 194 home runs currently leading Major League Baseball. So, Patrick, congratulations.
Hey, mediocrity. I'll take it.
A win's a win, man.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Patrick joining us here at the Science Center on 101 ESPN. Where it is, 4:13. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Next up, call it bad competition, but even the doubters have to see something real and positive in the Cardinals since the All-Star break. That's next on 101 ESPN. Danny Mac and Brad Thompson, the call earlier today here on FS Midwest, and, of course, here on 101 ESPN. We're talking Cardinal baseball, first place Cardinal baseball, as they do come away with a 6-3 victory, and as Dan mentioned, 11-3 since the break. And Raj, people might say, well, it's only Arizona and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati that you've gone 11-3 against. Well, you can only play and beat the teams that are ahead of you on the schedule, and the Cardinals had those teams on the schedule coming out of the All-Star break, and they're beating them. There's a team up on the north side of Chicago that was playing a bad team in San Francisco over the course of the last week, and they didn't come away with a bunch of victories. So you could only play the games that you have on your schedule.
That's pretty much it, right? You can't get upset with them. Or I understand if people want to look at what they're doing right now and feel like it's not real, it's not sustainable. I guess that's fair if you want to see it that way. I still have my concerns. We were talking about this with Anthony Stalter during the crossover. Everything is great right now. Everything looks real. Well, I mean, they've got a few issues here and there. Still want to see starters go deeper into games. We got that today, which is great. But you want to see it more consistently because that's going to help out the bullpen, obviously. But overall, everything is pretty good, and they're in really good shape right now. They put themselves in first place, took a little bit of time to get here, and they're going to sit there at first place tied with the Cubs at least for one day. So we'll find out where this eventually takes them, but I think there's reason to have some optimism. There's also some reason to still have concern, and we have talked about all of those things, and none of that is gone yet, right? I don't think what our concerns were are wiped away by the way they played in the last 10 days or so, but maybe it's alleviated a bit.
And you aren't a big proponent of looking at the remaining schedule, but you'd rather play losing teams than winning teams at the end of the day.
I would, but if you're the way I see it is this. If you are a bad baseball team, it doesn't matter who you play. you're going to lose a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the Cardinals are a good team, it doesn't matter if they're taking on Houston. It doesn't matter if they're playing the Dodgers or if they are playing Cincinnati. They're going to win a lot of those games. That's why I don't think it's necessarily an indication of what's going to happen the rest of the year. And I don't think it's an indication necessarily of what will happen in the playoffs. I would like to see them beat good teams. I would feel a little bit better. But it wouldn't – if they wind up, you know, taking two of three from Houston, or if they wind up sweeping that series, I'm not necessarily going to say, oh, yeah, this team is for real, for sure. I just know they're playing really good baseball now, and it doesn't matter who they play.
And Tony La Russa was always a big proponent of winning this series, and I know the Cardinals under Mike Matheny got away with that. He wasn't as big he was more of a big-picture thinker.
Right.
He was more of a big and macro and micro. He wanted to focus on one game at a time, but he was worried about where they came at the end of the season. Mike Schilt is more of that win-the-series mode kind of guy. And since the All-Star break, 2 of 3 against Arizona, 2 of 3 against the Pirates, 3 of 4 against the Reds, 4 of 4 against the Pirates. If you win series, you're going to win divisions.
Well, you're playing 66 baseball. Like, your winning percentage is over 600. That's most teams can't keep that up for a full season. But if you do it for 2 months, that means you're on a hell of a run. So, yeah, try to compartmentalize. Try to say, this series is this series. Just take 2 of 3 here. Now, forget about this series. Let's move on to the next one. Just take 2 of 3 here. And if you keep doing that for the next 2 months, obviously you're going to be in great position, and you're probably going to the playoffs. I don't think it's realistic to ask them to do that over 2.5 months or 2+. But if they play something close to that, they will find themselves in the postseason.
One thing that the Cardinals do have to do is, after they finish this homestand, they have to go win on the West Coast. And that can be problematic when you're facing two of the best teams in baseball. The A's are really, really good. The Dodgers are great. And a lot of times it's just difficult to win on the West Coast anyway. So I think that's going to be a big trip and a telling trip for the Cardinals. Even though it's only a 5-gamer, I think that'll be something that we'll learn a lot about the club with.
Honestly, I think the toughest thing about this stretch they're on right now is all the days they play without an off day.
Mm-hmm. 17
because
in a row.
That off day can allow you to reset a lot, in particular your bullpen. And But going out west, I know, is difficult a lot of times just because of the travel and how much time you lose. So that I completely understand. But in addition to that, you're playing a pretty good ball club when you go out there. So I don't know. This will be a tough stretch for them. But if they play like this, it doesn't matter who they're going up against.
Well, and especially when you have the big guy hitting. And Paul Goldschmidt historically has hit well against those teams that the Cardinals do have coming up. So he's hit the Cubs really well. He's hit the Dodgers really well. So hopefully the Cardinals will be able to get something out of him as well. And when you look at the pitching, we concern ourselves, as we should, with the Cardinals getting more innings out of their starters. Today they get 6 out of Michaelis. They got a good performance out of Dakota Hudson. You would have liked to have gotten a better performance, certainly out of Adam Wainwright. But more times than not, when they take that run through the rotation, they are getting a good performance.
And you have to have it because – and they'll probably get some bullpen help in the next week. I think so, right? I mean, aren't you – wouldn't you be completely shocked if they don't do anything?
I would be
before,
really surprised, yes.
Before next week, if they don't do anything, and I'm not saying a major move, but some kind of bullpen help. And you have to keep in mind, whoever they acquire is not going to be somebody who – is totally fresh, because they've been used too. You know, they've been used throughout this stretch here. But if they can find another reliable reliever, and I think they've done a pretty good job. That being said, they've done a pretty good job of spreading out the work in the bullpen. There's not really one guy they go to every single time where they wear that dude out.
Yeah, we're missing that Seth Maness, Kevin Segrist type.
You absolutely are the Matt Bowman. They don't really have one of those right now, which is a good thing. So the work has been spread. But still, I think you can do a greater service to those guys if you get a little bit of assistance out there and have yet another guy you trust in a big situation. So I'm pretty positive they will do something before next week when it comes to the bullpen.
I think so. One other note on personnel. I know a lot of Cardinal fans early in the season were upset and depressed when Troy Tulowitzki got off to a good start with the Yankees. Well, He retired today. In a statement released by the Yankees, he said, "For as long as I can remember, my dream was to compete at the highest level as a Major League Baseball player, to wear a big league uniform and play hard for my teammates and the fans." He said, "I will forever be grateful for every day that I've had to live out my dream. It has been an absolute honor." And the Cardinals over the years had significant interest in bringing Troy Tulowitzki to St. Louis and could never really make it happen. And I think they're fortunate that they couldn't, because he could just never stay on the field.
Yeah, I really liked him as a player, too. That's one of those guys you wish could have stayed healthy.
Yeah,
right?
He would have been awesome.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's Ken Griffey Jr., because he's not, but that's the kind of guy that I would like to have seen where his career went if he could stay on the field. Same thing for Griff. You know, he was already a Hall of Famer, but he could have been even better if he was able to stay on the field. Not that Tulo was that guy, but he's just one of those players over my lifetime that I wish I could have seen more of. And health is a big reason we didn't.
So Tulowitzki announces his retirement today. Well, yesterday we heard the great audio of Clippers owner Steve Ballmer overjoyed while introducing Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. What would it take for you to be that happy and overjoyed? Is it the Cardinals making a specific deadline deal? Is it a day without your screaming children? Is it a day with the Stanley Cup? What would completely overjoy you so that you'd be so fired up that you would say, "I'm so pumped!" Yeah, to do that, what would that take?
Do you know what Meat said?
What?
Meat said he immediately went to food in his mind. He was trying to figure out what food item would do that for him.
Huh. Wonder what
there's
that
a lot of good ones. There's steak, wings, burgers, ribs.
Whoa! Hey, we want to hear from you with your mic drops about what would make you that fired up. Next on 101 ESPN. That's Steve
Ballmer. Like it.
The owner of the Clippers and the richest owner in pro sports. He's got himself a few dollars, and I can't think of another owner in sports, including Mark Cuban, who I could envision being that fired up over the acquisition of some players.
Mark Cuban is more likely to get angry and go walk out on the court.
Yeah, during a game.
He's excitable. I don't know if he can get that excited.
No.
They're different.
Neither of our owners, Mr. DeWitt or Tom Stillman, would get that excited in introducing a new player.
They would get more Tim Tebow excited. You know, more subdued
excited. Yeah. I mean, when the Cardinals got Goldschmidt, it was that was probably as excited as you will ever see Bill DeWitt Jr.
Yeah. It's almost like the in the movie Major League, when they go on that winning streak, and Rachel Phelps is unhappy because they're winning, and the general manager kind of gives that little fist bump, that little fist bump where he's hiding it and you can't see it. That's the kind of excitement you're probably going to get out of them. But if you're Steve Ballmer, you're gonna blow the dome off your head. You know what I mean?
Yep. You know
does that make any sense?
A really emotional owner. This one just struck me. Stan Kroenke is a really emotional owner. I could probably, if he would make that huge move, I could envision a guy like Stan Kroenke displaying a ton of emotion and being a guy that would be up at that press conference and fans would really be energized by. Couldn't you?
I don't think so, Randy. In fact, I'm not sure he's had, in his lifetime, I don't think that he's ever felt excitement.
Well, we wanted to hear from you. Who would fire you up if something happened? And Beefy is first with the mic drop on 101 ESPN.
It's Beef, and what would get me that excited? The Cardinals trading and getting Clayton Kershaw as a, you know, front-of-the-line starter. Mike Trout as that big name. If the Blues went on to win back-to-back Stanley Cups, but I don't think that Brett Hull's liver would be able to take the trauma of winning another Stanley Cup and going through another parade.
I disagree. I think he could handle it.
I think he can handle anything
I think I have no doubt in my mind Brett Hull can handle another cup run like that. Do you know what I think it might be for me, Randy? If the Cardinals were to trade for Mike Trout, I would jump on top of this Tyrannosaurus Rex here at the Science
and
Center.
Ride it.
I would jump
like
on its back.
Bronco?
I would absolutely do that. If before the show is over, if we get the news that Mike Trout is a Cardinal, I'll do that.
Okay, I'd love to hear that.
Okay,
let's go to Jeff
Wow, Bomber was jacked there, huh, boys? Scary. Anyway, the only things that could get me that jacked up, barring illicit drugs, of course, would be winning the lottery, getting granted the deed to my own private island, and St. Louis getting another NFL franchise in the near future. Great show, boys. Keep it up.
Thanks.
That's a lot of things.
Well, yeah, one of those three.
That's so extreme wealth, yeah. An island, and a football team coming to town. That's like everything going right.
And I don't know what's possible for Jeff. I just hope that at some point he gets one of those things.
I don't know if the island thing is going to be all that great. I was just watching a documentary last night a guy that was
and
on
he's trying
an island.
To sell it.
No, he was just there by himself.
Oh, okay.
And he finally came back and his wife was taken.
All he's got is like a volleyball.
Yeah, did he work for FedEx and the plane crashed?
Yeah, that would not
it's
be
not
that
a
great.
Documentary. It's called Castaway, and that was played by Tom Hanks,
Overhype.
Who apparently is also not apparently is he is going to play Fred Rogers in Won't You Be My Neighbor?
I thought they already did that.
It's filmed,
no, they did a documentary, an actual documentary.
No, that was a film. I saw that.
It's the trailer came out this week. And Tom Hanks is Mr. Rogers.
I saw one with I saw Mr. Rogers' movie, a major motion picture.
You did?
Yeah.
Which one?
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
No, that was a documentary, like an actual doc, not a Randy documentary. It was a real one.
Dang it!
Did you cry?
Yeah. Why not?
I guarantee you, I'm going to be in the movie theater when this Tom Hanks movie comes out, and I'm going to be pretending not to cry.
But you're really going to be crying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I like it. Hey, let's get to Sam now on 101 ESPN.
When Harrison Bader has a plate appearance and he doesn't strike out.
Pumped. Oh, damn. Jeez.
Yeah,
man.
I can see how you'd be pumped by that.
He might be holding out a while. Yeah. I'm just kidding. It'll happen. I don't know if it will. But you know what? You should set your sights a whole lot higher.
No,
that,
if that's what gets you that fired up, I think that's great.
How about this one from the 314? I'd explode like that if my wife found out about my girlfriend and said it was cool.
Woo!
Hey, we have that guy's phone number, too.
So happy to be here!
Let's see. Scott is next on 101 ESPN.
What would make me, Steve Ballmer, excited? I would say, as an example... Edmondson and Shen to Winnipeg for Patrick Laine. That would make me Steve Ballmer excited.
Wow.
Oof. That'd probably do it for me,
that'd
too.
Be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I would take
although
that.
Although Patrick Laine is going to be really expensive for a guy who dramatically underperformed last year.
But Randy, he wants to play for a Stanley Cup champion.
Oh, there you go.
So he'll take the... Yeah. He'll take the discount.
Okay, I would love that.
I love this text from a 314 that says, new teeth would make me that fired up.
Huh.
I don't know what's going on in this person's life, but I hope he does get those teeth.
I do too. From the 618, if Konzo Martin signs the number one recruit again, but this one stays healthy, I'd be that pumped. So you have to wait for the season to complete.
Yes.
What about his brother? His brother, too? Can
well,
he stay healthy?
Yeah, that's
kind of hope so.
And the sister, too, right? Their sister had a knee injury.
Yeah. Sierra?
I think so.
Sierra Porter?
What is going on in the family that they all have knee injuries?
I don't know.
They're vegans, right? Vegetarians,
are
aren't they? I thought they had a special diet.
I don't know.
To our next mic drop on 101 ESPN.
Getting off of work at 4 o'clock and getting onto 270 South to realize I'm the only car and there's no traffic. Woo! Yeah!
Pumped!
That's probably never... That is some I Am Legend stuff. That's the only good thing about there being an apocalypse and you're the last person left. No traffic.
It's pretty cool.
You got to get your own food and gasoline, but...
No traffic.
No traffic.
It's pretty good. I think that's worth a shot. Another mic drop on 101 ESPN.
I'm pretty sure in a few weeks when my son is ready to go back to college, I'll sound like Steve Ballmer. I'm pretty positive that next day that'll be me.
Woo! He's tired of his kid being home?
Yeah, just wants the house
Come
to
on.
Himself.
I don't want my kids to go back to college.
You like the company,
like
don't
you? I like the kids, yeah.
Well, maybe his kids are not fun.
Well, that could be.
Maybe they're a real drag. They're just not. They're just barring. and he wants to have a good time.
Uh-huh.
He wants to have
so
some
when
adult.
When the kids go back to college, he's when the kids are away, the dad will play, huh?
That's exactly what's going to happen with him.
All right. Let's get to one more mic drop here on 101 ESPN.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And that was a short one, so we can get some more in. Here's another one on 101 ESPN. Oh, man, he was all over it.
I think I did that a couple of times during Game 7.
We went blues?
No, not – well, no.
You were
I didn't know. I didn't know about that until the parade. I didn't know that was a thing until Brett
Nobody
Holm.
Did.
Yeah. A man who comes up with that while he has drunk probably 400 beers, a person who comes up with that, you're going to tell me he can't handle another playoff run? Yes, he can. His liver can handle anything. I think that thing is probably embalmed by now. You can't hurt it.
Pretty impressive. Let's get to another mic drop here on 101 ESPN. Pretty cool. Steve Ballmer, by the way, was that excited and that pumped to spend about $400 million.
What are you talking about for the team?
For those players.
Oh, for those players?
He spent $2.2 billion on the team.
Well, yeah, he's... I'm sure he's going to be okay, though.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he probably has a black card, too.
You think?
If you're Steve Ballmer, you better have a black card.
Yeah, I would think so. And let's get one more mic drop here on 101 ESPN.
All right, I'm leaving this mic drop. I'm a longtime listener. Never called in before. But in the last 2 years of my life, I found out that my soon-to-be ex-wife wiped us out financially and then decided to file for divorce. And 10 days ago, I realized that I was let go from my job. So what makes me ecstatic is that...
Yes? Go on.
We only get 30 seconds here on the mic drop.
Hold on a second. That is way too suspenseful.
What makes him is
How
ecstatic?
Can we not have... I got to have the end of that story.
That was Chris. Chris, if you can leave us another mic drop. I kind of think what makes him excited and what makes him ecstatic is the chance to listen to the Fast Lane every day.
Well, that'd be really great if that were the case. I doubt it, though. Maybe we don't even really need to hear from Chris. I bet the listeners know.
Probably.
I bet our listeners know what would do that for him.
I hope so. You can send us a mic drop with that knowledge. Coming up in the Fast Lane, the Cardinals announced today that on September 10th at Busch Stadium, the U.S. men's national team will be in town to play Uruguay. We're going to find out how you can get there next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Beyond baseball, the Cardinals like to keep people busy at Busch Stadium, and the U.S. men's national team is going to play at Busch again on September 10th. They first played at Busch and defeated St. Vincent and the Grenadines 6-1 in 2015. September 10th, Uruguay, the fifth-ranked team in the world, will visit Busch Stadium to take on the U.S. men's national team. Julia Rowe from the Cardinals is with us now on 101 ESPN and can tell us a little bit about what's going to happen and how we can get tickets for this game. Julia, always good to talk to you. How are you?
Nice to talk with you as well. I'm great. How are you?
Everything's wonderful. We're at the Science Center today, so we're having a great time. And we were hoping to be over there with you, but it's great to have you on the phone. And
yes,
this is always fun. It was fun last time the U.S. men's national team played at Busch when the women's team played there in the spring. It was great. And I know that you folks are really used now to used to having soccer at the ballpark.
It's been great. You know, this is our seventh soccer match here at Busch in the last 6 years. And we've welcomed almost 250,000 soccer fans in the year to cheer on a variety of different teams. So we're really excited to have the U.S. men's national team playing Uruguay September 10th here at 7 p.m.
So how long has this been in the works?
You know, we started talking about it in December or January, and then, you know, obviously it takes a lot of planning and coordination to get everything set and in place and then be ready to announce it. So here we are, and it's coming up quickly now. Tickets go on sale on July 31st at 10 a.m., so they'll be available here soon at cardinals.com/soccer, and we are, you know, expecting to draw the same enthusiastic crowd back to Busch that we've had here in the past. So we're encouraging fans to get their tickets quickly and go to either cardinals.com/soccer, or they're also available here at the box office at Busch Stadium.
And tickets will start at $35. It'll be a good deal. And as you said, we can count on it being an enthusiastic crowd. Last time, 43,000 were in the house at Busch. So, like you said, get tickets early. But it's a great atmosphere. The last one was wonderful. And I think people that aren't even soccer fans, Julia, will enjoy going to a soccer game.
Well, you know, there's a different energy downtown when there's a soccer match. The American Outlaws, the official group that supports both the U.S. men and women's team, they have a great fan club in the American Outlaws, and they have a march to the match, which is really fun. They march through the streets of St. Louis and wave flags and chants and sing songs, and it's really exciting. And the U.S. soccer also has a festival, a little fan area, so different activities there. So there's always something new and different to do before the match, and then it's just a great energy to see soccer inside of Busch Stadium. It's really fun and unique.
So when this does happen at Busch and you get the amount of response that you do, I have to imagine this goes a long way toward the efforts to get an MLS team here. And we are, you know, we're pretty confident that's going to happen. It kind of seems like it's almost a foregone conclusion. But and maybe this isn't something you can speak to, but how much does this really help in terms of that, in terms of the effort to get Major League Soccer here?
Well, both of the effort to get Major League Soccer, but also to get, you know, the reason why we've been able to have host six and now announce seven events here at Busch Stadium is because our fan base, the amount of soccer fans here in St. Louis, that is the draw. So it communicates to everyone that's involved in that decision that there's an enthusiastic soccer fan base here in St. Louis, and that the St. Louis community can support a team.
And Julia, one other thing here, and that's with as many games as the Cardinals and Busch Stadium have hosted, you obviously have a really good relationship with USA Soccer too, and I'm sure that plays a role in getting these games here in St. Louis, so many of them.
It does. We have a great relationship with our friends at U.S. Soccer. They've been great partners. We're good exchanging information, communicating with one another, and getting these matches announced and marketed and sold and then produced. So we really have a great, really very strong relationship with U.S. Soccer.
Tickets on sale a week from yesterday, Wednesday,
right,
July 31st, 10 a.m. at cardinals.com/soccer or at ussoccer.com. And like you said, Julia, people need to get online early because those tickets will go fast, won't they?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're looking forward to a great crowd, a packed house here at Busch Stadium on September 10th.
And I hope you have a packed house for your first place Redbirds this weekend, too.
I do, too. I know. Isn't that exciting?
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great. Yeah. Julia, always good to hear your voice. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
See you later. That is okay. Julia Rowe from the Cardinals on 101 ESPN. What a magnificent job they've done. There isn't another, aside from Southern California, there isn't another market that's been able to host the USA entities, men's and women's soccer teams, as much as we have. And that's in large part due to Bill DeWitt III and Julia Rowe and the people at the Cardinals that are bringing those entities in.
Yes, and it does speak to something larger here about the appetite for soccer in this region. I know it's not baseball and it's not football, but especially here in St. Louis, of all the cities, all the regions in the Midwest, this is a soccer-heavy area. People really like the sport. They get into it, and that's a big reason for it, because if it weren't for that, you're not seeing these games at Busch Stadium. You're not seeing the effort for MLS coming here, and I think that goes a long way for us finally getting a soccer team, which that's happening.
Yeah,
right.
I agree with you about MLS. MLS took note of the fact that the U.S. women's team played before a bigger crowd here than several of the games that they played in the World Cup at France.
Yep.
Preparation game here than they played in the actual World Cup. So I do think MLS takes note of the soccer fan base here in St. Louis.
Well, we know before they made the decision to expand to three that one of the things they were doing is monitoring the amount of interest. So that was stuff as simple as social media posts, likes, retweets, hashtags, that sort of thing. And also, when you see the amount of people that will come into a stadium for a non-baseball day, that speaks volumes for what the city is willing to do and what they're interested in. I know they wanted to make sure something happened here, and now it looks like the city is going to make it happen for them.
We should do the show from near the ballpark that day, just to let everybody hear the flavor. Like Julia was saying, the march to the ballpark and all of the music and the festival. Maybe we could even do the festival. That's something that we should do to be around that group of people on that day on September 10th.
Well, buddy, you know I like the people, so whatever we can do, count me in.
All right.
There's this facility. There's this huge building directly across the street from the ballpark. I feel like maybe we could do a show there. What's that called?
It's a park.
Patios.
No, not patios.
Mike Shannon's.
No, I believe that's gone.
The Westin. We were at the Westin.
Yeah,
the
well, there's the Westin. There's that. Maybe we could do the Westin. There's also the Ballpark Village.
Ballpark,
that's
oh,
it.
Yeah, Ballpark Village.
Thing. Maybe we should be at one of those places.
Yeah. Not a,
we love the Westin, too.
We do. Quattro.
Quattro's good.
Fantastic. We're at the Science Center, and they've got a cool thing. Until August 1st, each Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8:30, they have Science at Sunset, and it features live music, local bands, a $5 happy hour food and drink special at Grow's Fermentation Station, activities in the outdoor grow gallery and pavilion, a working urban farm right outside our door here that tells the story of the science behind the food we eat, and access to the limited time exhibit Game Exploration, which will be open for you to enjoy hands-on gaming fun, and you get discounted OmniMax theater tickets as well. 5:30 to 8:30 tonight and next week as well, and you should take advantage of it because it's very cool. Science at Sunset here at the Science Center from 5:30 to 8:30, and you don't have to show up right at 5:30. Get the family together and show up tonight at 6:30, and you will be just fine.
And I'm very glad that being here at the Science Center with the Pompeii exhibit happening, that Vesuvius hasn't erupted yet.
Yeah, me too.
Because they brought the whole thing here. Yeah,
they did.
Just to show us what a volcano looks like up close.
Next up in the fast lane, if you thought raiding Area 51 was a dumb idea, wait till you hear the group, the new plan a group is concocting. That's next before Take It or Leave It on 101 ESPN.